Thank you, Kelly. It's 8:34 in studio with me right now, Steve McIntyre. Steve has brought along Robin Chisholm. I didn't know Robin was coming, too. So I said earlier that Steve was going to be here. But welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Nice to have you both here. Now, tell me a little bit. I'm going to start with Steven. Steve, you got a hold of me last week and said we're doing this fundraiser for Christmas Daddies. Tell me about this fundraiser.
Okay, so this is the second year for this fundraiser. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it is what it says it is. It's a fundraiser for the Christmas Daddies Telethon,
yeah,
which takes place here in Atlanta, Canada, each year around this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And we just get together for a great afternoon at the Legion to raise money for folks in need this time of year.
This is at Legion Branch 43 in Port Hawkesbury?
Branch 43 in Port Hawkesbury.
Okay, and when's this happening?
November 19th.
So that's this weekend?
Yes.
That's Sunday.
Sunday, 3 p.m.
I love, you can't see it on the radio, but he looked at Robin and went, Sunday? Yes, Sunday. So take me through.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, is that okay? Now, Robin, I come to you and I say, Robin, explain to me this fundraiser for Christmas Daddies. Is there a reason why it started last year?
Don't necessarily think there was a particular reason.
Okay.
We were at Nova Scotia Music Week in Sydney last year, and we were approached by Debbie Mullins.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked us if we would
Bring this microphone a little closer.
And put something together. It was just something that they had started doing. They had one in Sydney last year, and they had one in Sydney on the weekend past at Daniel's.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, yeah, sure, we'll see what we can do. And we managed to get a bunch of musicians together last year and raised almost $2,000, I think. It was over $2,000.
Beautiful.
So the beauty of all of that is all the money that's raised here mm-hmm. stays in Port Hawkesbury.
How does that work? Doesn't Christmas Daddies take it and distribute it where it needs to go, or?
Yes.
Am I wrong in that?
Well, it does and it doesn't.
Okay.
So wherever the donations come in from is where the money will go back to.
Oh, really?
But where we raise all of this money in Port Hawkesbury,
mm-hmm.
it will absolutely 100% stay all in Port Hawkesbury.
Oh, that's beautiful. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Everybody come out and support.
Now, this happens Sunday afternoon, yes?
Yep.
Sunday afternoon at the Legion in Port Hawkesbury. What time are we talking about?
3 p.m.
3 p.m. Now, how does it work when it comes to a fundraiser? Is it you on a guitar? Is it you singing? Is it you and a friend? Is it you and some friends?
Well, we've been lucky enough, to have been able to do this at the Legion. They've mm-hmm. been gracious hosts. And in fact, I think you'd find that the Legion would be a place you could go to with almost anything, you know, and they do their best to accommodate you. So we, it takes place there, and it's a totally a volunteer thing.
Okay.
Whoever wants to come out and do their thing is welcome to. And we try and keep it down to a small group or ensemble or a solo person, just for ease of use,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. And so I think you'll find, solo performers, duos, maybe a trio here and there, but yeah, it's try to keep the tech requirements on the low side, so that the show moves along fairly quickly and nobody's too stressed out about trying to patch it all in and make it sound,
So are you looking for musicians to get a hold of you early? Are you looking for people to just show up with instruments ready to play? Is this like a jam session situation?
Yeah, we already have. Well, Steve and I put a call out, I guess, almost a month ago now.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some musicians lined up already, but it's absolutely open if you want to come and bring your guitar, your fiddle, your piano, whatever. You're more than welcome to come. Last year, I think Evelyn McRae landed, and she got up and sang a couple songs and Drama Corey, but we do have our lineup this year. Steve is playing, and we have Shelley Campbell and Alan Doerr, Willie Stratton, who is fantastic. He's new to Port Hawkesbury, his soon-to-be wife, I guess, their new fiancés.
Yeah.
Sarah is from Port Hawkesbury, so they just moved here. He's fantastic. I don't know if Sarah's playing with him or not.
Hope so.
Aaron McDonald.
I hope so.
And that's the whole idea. This is just like, it's, you know what? It's going to be a great afternoon. We have Aaron McDonald and Julie Murphy, Jackie.
Luke Rennie, Jackie, Maddie Benoit, myself and Robin. And again, I mean, you know, this is something that a performer of any stripe, Jim Ralph, of course, mm-hmm. you know, this is something that performers do out of the goodness of their heart. So
yeah.
if they find the time on Sunday afternoon and they come up and they want to do a song, we're not going to say no. You know, it's
more the merrier.
Yeah, kind of a share the love situation, and we hope that there's lots of people out to share it.
That was my next question. So that's the musician part of it, the professional part of it, if you will. So for people that want to show up and enjoy this afternoon of music, right. is there a ticketed price to get in? Is it a donation to get in? Is it Christmas Daddies? What are we doing?
It's
donation. Donation by the door, and we'll have 50-50 tickets going on as well. But yeah, it's whatever you want to give.
So if you want to make your donation to the Christmas Daddy telethon sort of thing, mm-hmm. but all the money stays in Port Hawkesbury if you want to get in and stays in this area,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And you don't want to do your donation on TV, or you don't want to call the number like next week or whatever Christmas right. Daddy's is. I don't know exactly off the top of my head when Christmas Daddy's is.
I'm not 100% myself.
December 6th or 3rd, I think.
Is it? Okay. Then you can do that this weekend. And still feel good about it and be at the venue to enjoy.
And be fully entertained.
And be yeah. fully entertained right. as part of the fundraiser at the Legion in Port Hawkesbury.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, it's outside of all of it, mm-hmm. it's a pretty great afternoon of music and, you know, and fellowship, I guess. And people are generally in a pretty great mood. You know, it feels good to help those less fortunate. And it's kind of those warm, fuzzy vibes happening all day. Another way that you can also donate, if you can't be at any of these places in person, is at christmas.daddies@bellmedia.ca. So that website will get you to a donation page. And we do realize that things are getting tougher and tougher for people, you know, and the money you have on the extra list might not be
yep.
so plentiful, you know, this time of year or any time of year. But every little bit helps. And so, you know, anything that you can do, please do.
This Sunday, Legion in Port Hawkesbury, admission by donation. If you are a musician and you want to bring along your instrument of choice, feel free. Mm-hmm. And they can work you in or work together with somebody. That would be kind of cool, a jam session situation. Starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Again, tickets are open to your donation. So just...
Yep.
Let's fill the place.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right?
And you know what? You can come. You can come and sit there. For nothing. You don't, you know, there's no onus on anybody to open up their purse. I mean, it's just what we hope to be, just a really nice afternoon with a bunch of great friends and a bunch of great music. And it's, of course, it's a fundraiser, but, you know, you might have to take advantage of the Christmas Daddies program yourself.
Fair enough.
You know, so, and if you do, we're proud and happy to have you along.
Talking to Steve McIntyre and Robin Chisholm this morning about the Christmas Daddies fundraiser happening at the Legion in Port Hawkesbury on Sunday afternoon, beginning at 3 o'clock. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.